We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Florida drops into a zone. Daniels trying to run it. Got some space. What a move! Jaden Daniels again! Jaden Daniels, touchdown LSU! 51 yards!
It's a highlight reel like we haven't really seen with quarterbacks in a long time. Maybe Lamar Jackson's was similar coming out of Louisville. But if you've just, you know, gone onto YouTube and watched the 11 or 12 minutes of Jaden Daniels' highlights, and you don't come away from that saying, well, we have to consider him at the very least, then I'm not sure what you're watching. There are issues with Jaden Daniels for sure, but there is a massively high ceiling with him today also. Eric Edholm from the NFL Network will jump on with us at 11. We'll get his thoughts on all the quarterbacks. And he had said last week on 106.7 The Fan that he had talked to people who thought Washington had a preference, and it was Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels' pro day today, along with all of the other LSU players, and there are plenty of pro prospects always in Baton Rouge. But it is today, and Washington brass is down there. Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Lance Newmark, the whole group, Cliff Kingsbury, etc. This was Adam Schefter yesterday with on the McAfee show, right, Denton, on the McAfee show?
Yeah, with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, talking about Jaden Daniels.
My guess would be Jaden Daniels at two. That's my guess.
Okay two, Washington.
Yeah. Educated guess?
Yeah. Well, no. Not an educated guess.
Sounds
guess.
Well, educated, of course, to a certain extent, but not as much as I would like it to be to where I can say.
Got it.
Because no one's telling the truth right now.
I haven't delved into that the way I normally would to give you an answer to say I feel comfortable and confident saying Jaden Daniels is too. That would be my guess.
Okay.
All right, that was Adam Schefter yesterday. Look, that's not as reporter-ish as what we had the other day from Albert Breer on Jaden Daniels, or from Eric Edholm last week, and we'll talk to Eric at 11 a.m., or Tom Pelissero the other day on J.J. McCarthy. He said, you know, he's essentially telling you it's a hunch. Look, I think what we've seen here in recent weeks, subject to change, of course, is that the pundits believe that the evaluations of these quarterbacks, we have now landed on Caleb Williams to Chicago and separation between Daniels and whomever number three is, whether that's Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. There seems to be at least a feeling among many of the pundits out there that there may be some separation. There certainly appears to be some separation between Daniels and May. McCarthy could be, you know, the horse coming up on the outside that nobody saw, and he could overtake Daniels and end up being the number two. But just in terms of the pundits out there and the people they're talking to, there seems to be this thought that Daniels has separated himself from May to a certain degree. As far as the reporting as it relates to Washington, I will stick with what I believe to be true and essentially what Dan Quinn and what Adam Peters have said the last few days, which is, really? Pundits have us picking Jaden Daniels or have us picking J.J. McCarthy? That's news to us because we haven't made up our mind. We haven't even seen them on pro days. Well, they have McCarthy now. I think this is a process for them, and I think they've got to get through these pro days. They've got to get through these top 30 visits. They've got to get through a lot more between now and the first night of the draft. I do think that what has become clear in recent days, in addition to Daniels maybe creating some separation in the mind of the pundits through conversations with evaluators from Drake May, I think what's also become pretty clear is that Washington's not moving off of two. New England might move off of three. I don't think Washington's moving off of two, because if it is true that there's separation between Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then whomever number three is, they're in the perfect spot because they get to pick one of the two, and the one that they'd get to pick more likely than not would be Jaden Daniels. Matt Miller, by the way, had his updated mock draft out this morning on ESPN, longtime NFL draft analyst with ESPN. He's got Chicago taking Caleb Williams and then Washington taking Jaden Daniels. And he writes that, where is it? He, right now, everything is new in Washington, ownership, general manager, and coach, and there will be a new quarterback too. Daniels' dual threat ability is an ideal fit for new offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury's version of the air raid offense. Well, look, we've already heard Cliff Kingsbury say that he hasn't even run the air raid offense the way it really was the air raid offense, you know, Mike Leach style, Hal Mummy style from college. You really can't even do that with the way the hash marks are in pro football. He writes, with back-to-back seasons of over 1,000 rushing yards and nearly a perfect QBR of 99.5 on passes over 20 yards, Daniels would thrive with wide receivers Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson opening things up down the field. The Commanders will have a tough decision to make between Daniels and North Carolina's Drake May, but I see Daniels as the clear-cut QB2. He's also ready to play immediately after starting 55 games in college. May might have more upside, but Daniels is ready to excel right now. Matt Miller, in his updated mock draft out on ESPN.com this morning. By the way, interestingly, he has New England not only trading out of number three to allow Minnesota to come up to take Drake May, and then he's got Denver trading with Arizona to move up to number four to take J.J. McCarthy. He's got the Patriots back in Minnesota's spot at 11, taking Fasciano, the offensive tackle from Penn State. Wouldn't it be interesting if the Patriots decided no on any of these quarterbacks and went with Jacoby Brissett? Like, the Patriots next year, it might be Brissett and Gibson in the backfield. Brissett, you know, We wondered whether or not Washington was even interested in Brissett. Who knows whether or not they were. There was reports that they were interested in Sam Darnold, but not for $10 million for 1 year. But the bottom line is that Brissett went back to New England, where he was from. Where he was drafted, to an offensive coordinator that he was very familiar with, Alex Van Pelt, who came from Cleveland, where he was prior to Washington. And maybe for Jacoby Brissett, a legitimate chance told by New England to be the starter next year. Be interesting to watch him as a 17-game starter, if that's what plays out in New England. Would be interesting if New England decides not to take a quarterback at number three. It would speak to the difference between the top two and whomever number three is in the eyes of the Patriots anyway. Because they need a quarterback long-term just as much as Minnesota and Denver do. In terms of the teams that are most likely to move up, I would throw the Raiders into that category as well. Back to Daniels. So, today's his pro day. I think that there's one thing that's more important than anything else that Washington sees today in Jaden Daniels. And I'll get to that in a moment. I am assuming that they have a really good sense of who he is already, character-wise. I would imagine a lot of due diligence has been done. But because he didn't throw at the combine, because he didn't weigh in at the combine, I think there's something that will be very important for them to see up close, something that maybe you don't see on tape as much, but they're going to need to see up close. I'll get to that in a moment. This is why I love Jaden Daniels. There's not a more dangerous player at the position to enter the league since Lamar Jackson. There just isn't. Just watch him on film. He is an absolute superstar, athlete and runner and creator. I don't know what his 40 time is, Denton. I'm going to guess it's 4.4 worst case. It could be 4.3 something. Every time this man has the ball in his hands, he is a threat to take it the distance as a runner. He is a threat to throw the ball to a receiver for a touchdown. Because in addition to his unbelievable athleticism, speed, vision, wiggle, you know, ability to make people miss in the open field, the ability to make people miss in the pocket, is his ability to throw the football with what I think are perfect mechanics. He looks like a real quarterback throwing the football. He has the perfect setup. He's got the perfect base that they always talk about. And he's got a compact and quick enough release. And then on top of that, he is accurate, especially with the deep ball. He throws it with touch. He throws it with arm strength. I've read recently that he's got, you know, solid enough NFL arm strength. I think it's better than average NFL arm strength. But he throws that deep ball, the outside ball, with great anticipation, great touch. I've seen enough of him to know that he can throw the intermediate ball, the ball over the middle. One of the real knocks from the analytics people have been about Daniels. Doesn't throw the intermediate ball. I've already told you guys this a few times. They had the fewest third downs of any team in the country this year. When do you see typical intermediate over-the-middle throws? Third down, because you've got to throw the ball. You don't always have to throw the ball in first down or second down. Third down 6, third down 8, quarterback drops back, and he throws a ball over the middle to a receiver for the first down. There are plenty of examples of him throwing the intermediate ball, throwing it on time, throwing it with anticipation, throwing it from a dirty pocket, as it's been described by many, including Merrill Hodge on the show a few weeks ago. There are plenty of examples of him being able to do it. He just wasn't asked to do it a lot, in part because they didn't have down and distances that typically lend itself to that kind of a throw. They had the fewest third downs in the country. It wasn't even close. The next fewest were 8 fewer third down attempts in the country last year. As I've mentioned before, too, the third downs that they did have, they were number 1 in the country in third down conversions. There's something else that is so striking in addition to his outrageous athleticism as a runner. And I think his ability to really throw the ball like an NFL quarterback from the pocket and throw a great deep ball. It's his poise. If you've watched him at all, there's just nothing that rattles him. He plays with – there's a cool factor to watching him play. Even when he runs, there's a factor – now, you've seen a lot of the highlights of some of the big hits he's taken. A lot of those were from 2 years ago. He has grown significantly, which I think would be a positive for Adam Peters and everybody evaluating him, is he's just gotten better and better each year. Imagine what he will be like when he can spend every minute of every day focused on football and not being a college student with, yes, some academic responsibilities and with practice limitations. But he is so poised in the pocket. He just never, ever looks rattled. College defenses, understood, and there were some bad defenses he faced last year. There were. I mean, Ole Miss can't stop anybody. Florida can't stop anybody. Those were two massively big games for him. But Alabama's got pros all over their defense. Missouri was good defensively. Watch those games. Watch his game against Bama last year in 2022 when they won in overtime. And the poise down the stretch. To me, without question, the number one concern that anybody's going to have to get comfortable with, and they may get those answers on a day like today, when they've got a chance to watch him up close. Not that the scouts haven't, but this will be Adam Peters on the field with Lance Newmark, with Cliff Kingsbury, watching this guy and looking what and seeing what he appears to be and is physically. Did he not weigh in at the combine because he's actually – did he not measure and weigh in at the combine because he's actually 6'3", not 6'4", and he's 195 or 200 pounds, not 210, not 215? We'll find out today. Is he a guy that looks more like Jordan Love in the pocket, a legit 6'4", 215? Or does he look more like Teddy Bridgewater? Not a knock on Bridgewater, but Bridgewater was a shorter quarterback, not a short quarterback, but more like 6'2 and a half and 205. You know, what does he look like to them? What does his frame look like? Are they concerned about his frame? I think there has to be some level of getting comfortable with his frame because of two things. Number one, how tall does he stand in the pocket? When you watched him at LSU, he stands tall. He's got great stature, I think, in the pocket. He looks to be 6'4", height-wise. He also looks to be super skinny in the pocket and on the run. Is there a too thin? Is there a too skinny to play? We had Thor Nystrom on the show yesterday from Fantasy Pros, and he gave Randall Cunningham as the pro comp. It's an interesting comp because I've thought about Randall Cunningham and mentioned him as a comp for Jaden Daniels before, but I think there are two big differences. Cunningham actually played at like 210, 6'4", 210, but he looked more, to me, he looked more muscular. He was more angular. He didn't look as skinny. And the other thing, though, on the I thought his frame was maybe a little bit bigger, a little bit tougher. Randall Cunningham took some big shots during the course of his career. You know, he was super transformational and unique for the time. And by the way, you know, the game was played at a level that didn't favor the offense as much as it favors the offense today. I just think that their throwing motions are completely different. Randall Cunningham had a bit of a windup. That's not Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying it's Marino, but it's compact, and it's out quickly, and it's out accurately. I think the thing is, I would think the tape, the due diligence on the personal, the opportunity that they had in just 15 minutes of the combine, they'll get more of that obviously today. They may have given him some homework, you know, like we'd like you to come back and when we see you on your pro day, we'd like you to, you know, tell us about these concepts or, you know, this kind of thing that Cliff's thinking about doing this year. In terms of the opportunity to be super creative, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are the top two for Cliff Kingsbury in terms of what he'll be able to do creatively at the position and on offense. I'm not saying that Drake May and J.J. McCarthy don't give him that ability as well. Neither one of those two quarterbacks is a traditional in-the-pocket quarterback. Understood. But there is a big difference athletically between Daniels and May, Daniels and McCarthy. But I think what he looks like up close and personal, what his frame looks like, what he looks like, you know, when he's throwing the football, is he legit 6'4", statuesque as a thrower in the pocket? I think he looked at like that in college. Or is he a little bit smaller, and is he even a little bit slighter than they had hoped? I hope that it ends up looking like Jordan Love. Like, to me, the build could be something like Jordan Love. I think he's a better thrower and he's a better athlete than Jordan Love. I do. But I think the frame needs to look like Jordan Love today. Solid 6'4", 210, 215. You know, we've heard of that less than 205 stat, that there's essentially only been a couple of quarterbacks since 2000 that have had more than 17 career starts at under 205 pounds. These are the kinds of things they've got to get comfortable with today. And we'll see, because it could be something he can't fix. Is older. He's probably physically matured to a certain level that may not go beyond where he is today in his ability to really, you know, fill out more physically, I guess. It's also possible that he's a late developer. Who knows? All right, let's open up phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I think today and tomorrow. Is tomorrow Drake May or is Friday Drake May?
Tomorrow is Drake May. Also, don't expect Jaden Daniels to run a 40 today.
You know what? There's no reason for him to run a 40. You just have to watch the tape on that, right? Like, right. There's no chance he runs 4.7. He's probably in the 4.4 range, and they know that. But I don't think there's any reason for people to see Jaden Daniels run a 40 today. He's blazing fast. They can see that on tape. Was there anything else that you thought? Do you think, I think today's a big day. It's a big day for Daniels. It's a big day for the evaluators. I think that he has a chance physically to sway them one way or the other. What do you think?
Yeah, physically is the main thing. I mean, if he weighs in at 210, he's number two overall. If he weighs in at 195, I still think there's a chance he goes number two overall, but there's much more of a question. But if he meets the criteria weight-wise and they get to see him in person, which they've already seen him in person, but they get to see him in person again and can see how he fills out physically, then there's no reason he shouldn't be number two overall. I know people are riding the J.J. McCarthy train seemingly out of nowhere, but Jaden Daniels is far superior as a quarterback to J.J. McCarthy.
He certainly was, in my opinion and your opinion, as a college player. That's for sure. There's just so much we don't know. But I want to know what you think. How big of a day is this for the team? How big of a day is this for Daniels? Where is your preference right now? 301-230-0980. And there's something that I want to make sure I'm clear on as it relates to Daniels and the Kingsbury tie. And I'll do that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.